Fuck Me Dead is the only podcast brought to you by Gulford.
Gulford! I'm going to assume that maybe some people don't know what Gulford is.
I assume most people don't know what Gulford is. Gulford is a baby seagull that fell into the beer garden at my new work when I was there on Monday last week prior to recording, which would be the fortnight prior to when you can first hear this episode.
Oh, God.
Yep.
I'm already confused with the timeline. Yep.
So 2 weeks before this episode goes live, I saved a baby seagull and named it Gulford. And then I had to put it into a girl, apparently. And then I had to, like, put it into a box and get an Uber to a vet in a suburb that was not in the direction of my house.
Oh.
I was just sitting in the back of the vet, and all of a sudden it was just like, beep, beep. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, that's so cute, though.
I was like, I'm sorry, I have a baby seagull in this box.
Was the Uber driver okay with that?
He was like, it's okay. I'm like, all right. I don't know if he comprehended what I said. I think he was just like, huh?
And Gulford is continuing to make, well, a recovery. Not really a recovery. Grow.
They're getting big.
I didn't know that baby seagulls were, like, spotted like that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hello, not going to fuck me dead.
That I was about to say.
I'm a seagull rescuer.
That doesn't... That's not CJ.
C. And then... that's Amanda.
Yep. That's me. That was the best intro I think we've ever done.
Slow cooking a beef bourguignon right now.
Oh, sounds pretty good.
What did you have for
dinner? I don't have it. I was going to say, I don't have any food to like hype up. I just had dinner, but it was pasta. Oh my God, so exciting.
Wow.
Wow. Really not that exciting.
It's a whole bottle of wine in my dinner.
Oh, Jesus. Well, a whole bottle minus the swigs I've seen you take on your Instagram story.
I took one swig.
One?
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot what I was going to say. This is a great start. I've had a long day today. And we don't normally record on, like, a Tuesday, I feel. This is throwing me out of whack. But I feel like we should talk about something that was big in the news here over the past week or so.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, there's a lot of things happened this week.
I'm talking about the mass stabbing at Bondi.
Okay. I figured it was either going to be that or, what's-his-face, Lerman being confirmed a rapist.
The thing is, like, I wasn't going to mention that because I didn't even know where to fucking start with that whole thing.
I don't know. I keep thinking it's Baz Luhrmann and being very confused, but it's not.
Poor Baz, he didn't want to be involved in any of this.
Neither did
I didn't even know where to start with him. Like, I just think the whole thing, I feel like whenever women come forward, rape allegations, it just becomes this whole fucking circus.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't blame people for never coming forward, considering how we treat them. When I say we, I mean like the media, Australia in general. Like, I just think it's fucking atrocious. But I'm also glad that he is now, like, we can actually say that he's a rapist. Like, we can actually say that now, which is something, I guess. But yeah, I was thinking about the mass stabbing at Bondi. How are you feeling about that?
Look, when I was reading the news on the day, definitely affected me, but I don't know. I put things like that behind me.
Yeah, I didn't find out about it until the next day.
As a man, I was
obsessed for a day. Well, there is also that. I mean, you know, like, I think it affected me in a weird way that, like, Sydney is still home to me. And I think about, like, you know, the times that I've been in that Westfield on, like, a weekend and how packed that place is. Like, I just think about how scared most people would have been at the time. And I think that's what, like, shakes me more than anything. Is like how terrifying it would be to be in that situation. But I mean, like, I feel like there's a whole host of things that you could talk about here. I mean, like, the response online was fucking atrocious.
Yeah.
And the stuff that I continue to see is fucking atrocious. Like, the racism. Dude was white. Like,
eventually, but initially he was a Palestinian terrorist there to do anti-Jew things or something. That's the first sign I saw. I was like, fuck.
I mean, yeah, like, the things that I seen was that, yeah, he was definitely Muslim, like, those sorts of things. That, yeah, it was, you know, stuff about the Middle East. And then it turned out that he was a white dude from Queensland, and people were still being like, oh, but his last name, like, he's not from here. And then it turned out that, like, his family originally are Maltese. I don't know how to tell everyone this, but, like, they're mostly Christian, so... Yeah. I don't know how that works in your argument. So, yeah, all that stuff. The media misnaming the person. Like,
yeah, they name like some random. How are they allowed
to do that? I don't understand. And then the stuff, you know, once he was named, about how the amount of arguments I've seen about him not actually targeting women is kind of crazy, considering that most of his victims were women.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. I was just looking up then to see if they'd released names and photos of the victims to triple check it wasn't anyone I knew. I didn't realize there was a man who got killed.
And he was a security guard who was trying to help the women.
Mm, it was his first day, apparently.
Oh, no way. I didn't know that.
So, yeah, it was apparently his first day at that shopping center.
Yeah, apparently he had recently immigrated here as well for a better life. So that fucking sucks. I mean, the whole thing fucking sucks. I don't know. I just feel I have a lot of feelings about it. And I just feel like most things that I've seen are kind of disgusting. Like, there was like one interview where they interviewed the two guys who helped the baby who got stabbed. And the interviewer actually asked them to describe the injuries.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is so insensitive. What the fuck? Like, those guys are probably still in shock. They just had a baby who was like severely injured thrown at them. Like, how is that an appropriate question to ask? I don't know. I feel like it just made my hatred for the media so much more.
Yeah, well, I mean, Vino, that's what this podcast is about. Like.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like it's like the epitome of it. Like, we talk about it all the time about how, you know, I mean, we trash the Daily Mail a lot because, well, I mean, it's fair. But like, they're not the only ones that do it. Like, you know, they're not the only ones that are publishing bullshit just to get clicks, you know. I don't know. The whole thing just sat really poorly with me, how it was being reported. And like, I mean, still today when I read the news.
The sooner you can put out a headline, the more, like, obviously you put out one headline, it's like, oh, it's a Muslim, you're going to get a ton of clicks. And then go, actually, it's someone else, you're going to get all those clicks again. So it's really in their best interest to report like that.
I do understand that, like, that is the, like, environment or, like, the landscape that we live in now, and that's what they're chasing. But I don't know, like, I feel like there has to be a line. I don't know. I've seen articles. I think I like posted a screenshot in like the Discord and stuff where I was like, it was like his last chilling post, and it was about like wanting to find people to surf with. And I'm like, is that chilling? I don't know what it is.
No.
I don't know. I just, yeah, the whole thing felt really icky, really like sat really poorly with me. Like, the entire like media that I seen on it was bad. I just didn't feel good about it. And I mean, like, you know, just another example of how unsafe women are in Australia.
Yeah.
Which, you know, as a woman in Australia, doesn't feel great.
Someone got bashed one street over from me the other night.
Really?
Yeah. Some guy, some dude, it was like at 3 a.m, he was walking down the street and some other guy just bashed him up. The guy like did 3 incidences on the one street all in the one day. It was kind of weird.
Holy shit.
Hanging out.
So like there was no, like, I mean, not that there's ever a justified reason.
He was just there.
But he was just there. Okay, sure.
Yep. He also did an attempted robbery. That's kind of alarming. Breaking in and all this stuff.
So he was having a day.
Yep. Yeah, he got arrested, and they also charged him for like 3 incidences on the one street plus something else over in like South Bank.
So he traveled, okay.
Yeah. He started somewhere else earlier in the day, and then he moved on.
I feel like maybe I just like live in a bubble, because I feel like I just don't really hear about stuff like that often.
Well, I only heard about that because I have a very local newspaper that I follow on Instagram.
Right, okay.
Yeah, maybe he's going to find that kind of stuff.
To be honest, where I live, I'm sure there's plenty of violence. I mean, keep hearing about Queensland's problems with youth violence, right? I just haven't actually seen or heard anything about it. Because, like, that's another thing. Like, I feel like, I mean, the media definitely overplays stuff. Because, like, my nan will call me and she'll be like, are you okay up there? And I'm like, yeah. Because in her mind, like, there's, you know, like, teenagers on every street threatening to bash people or something.
But really, it's you on every street threatening to bash people.
Little does she know.
Little does she know I am teenagers.
Little does she know I am the violence. Anyway, sorry, that was a really heavy start to this, but it's been weighing on my mind since it happened, where I just felt like kind of really angry about the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to transition this into headlines.
Me either, but like, we have headlines. Those are a thing. That's a thing that we do here.
I mean, other big news that happened this week for some people was there was a solar eclipse that apparently a Mexican news channel accidentally aired men's testicles instead of solar eclipse.
I had that one. How does that happen? Really, how do you fuck that
really
up?
Really balls that one up.
Why was there footage of a man's testicles to be shown is what I want to know.
Why not?
Why not indeed? this one, actually, I should probably stop laughing because this one's a bit serious. Missing 14-year-old found stayed away in closet of a man she met on Reddit.
Ooh.
Stay away from Reddit.
Stay away from
I
men.
I think is the message here. I mean, also another message.
Employee quietly sneaks his own painting into the walls of a German museum.
I did see that. Didn't they get fined or something?
He got banned from like the museums in all the country for 3 years. But the best part, like he worked, like that was his job though. He like hangs exhibits up. So that sucks. But ironically, it was a exhibition about like things going wrong in art.
Also, it was like going to be a statement. Right, a statement.
Like, because he's a no-name. Okay. Like, we can't have... I actually saw his piece too. I didn't mind it.
Oh, really? I didn't actually see the painting. Maybe I should have found it. I seen the headline. I didn't see the painting. 9-year-old who misses school bus drives mom's car to school sparks police chase.
Right, he was just trying to get to school.
Hey, he knew where he had to go.
I feel like that happens every like decade. I hear that story.
Is it one of those like, you know, urban legends?
I don't know. Or just kids just do it every now and then.
Well, I mean, your kids don't know any better. They're just like, well, this is how you get to places. So like, I'm just going
to
do it.
I don't get to school, I'll be in trouble. So I better steal mum's car.
Sure, that won't get me into trouble.
Chechnya bans music that is too fast or too slow.
Okay, so what does the BPM have to be?
Correspond to a tempo of 80 to 160 beats per minute.
Okay, I didn't think you were actually going to be able to tell me the BPM.
I read a little bit further. Essentially, it means that all Western rave and techno music is now banned in the country of Czechia.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks for them. I'm sorry. Scientists accidentally made a mouse grow legs in place of genitals.
Oh, no.
That feels wrong. Although I did see some comments on that and it was like, you know, hold up, new gender dropped.
Although if they could help me grow a third arm, that
would
really...
Would it?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be awful trying to buy clothing, but...
I was going to say, I feel like it'd be more of a hindrance than a help.
Amount of times I'm like,
sure.
I could use an extra arm right now. NASA urged to help in fresh search for Loch Ness Monster.
Hell yeah. Have they found her?
I don't know. I didn't read that one.
I think she's out there.
I like the idea that it's actually just like the ghost of a dinosaur.
I mean, I like that idea too. I'm happy for that to also be proven, but I think she's out there. That was one that you just said. Quebec man has two healthy fingers amputated to relieve body integrity dysphoria.
All right.
How do you feel about that? I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like, doesn't that go against like a doctor's oath?
Well, technically it's not doing harm because it's more harmful for him to have all his fingers.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Frogs are screaming. We just can't hear them.
That's mildly terrifying. I did like this one because I just feel like this would be 100% true. Female Yu-Gi-Oh player quits tournament because opponent smelled bad.
A cursed, oh god, I don't know, Rexona, obliterate, there we go. Have you seen somewhere that, I think it's in Canada, Yu-Gi-Oh and Hello Kitty are teaming up at McDonald's?
Oh my god.
So you can get like Hello Kitty Sanrio character themed Yu-Gi-Oh monsters. So it's like Hello Kitty dressed up as like the Dark Magician.
That sounds cool.
Bird confuses police officers by mimicking siren sound.
I've only got one more. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like this isn't really that funny. It just feels too relatable. Millennials and Gen Z's trendy new splurge, groceries. It's too real.
I did spend a lot of groceries today. Like the fruit and veg, cost really, so much money. Really cheap. The toothbrush bits, the garlic was $5. A jar of garlic?
Garlic?
$5. It's a big jar of garlic.
Okay.
I spent $20 on the chuck steak, but I expected to spend $20 on the chuck steak. Didn't mean to spend $10 on guanciale, but... But then I went to like my local fruit and veg store and I got like all the carrots, onions, mushrooms I needed. Maybe something else. I can't remember now. For like less than $10. Like, make it make sense.
I mean, I guess it kind of does make sense in a way because like I'm sure that your fruit and veg probably came from somewhere local, but it still feels wrong.
All right. My last headline. Beijing half marathon under investigation after three runners appear to allow Chinese man to win.
I did see that headline. Did you read the article?
I did I'm like, not, but what do they mean? Like, it's like a Chinese guy across the finish line in front of like three African runners.
Yeah, but I was so curious as to like what that.
Well, they were probably out in front and they slowed down so that he could pass them.
But why?
Because money.
Money.
Oh, well, threats. I hope they got paid for it and wasn't just being like, you guys better do it or else.
I mean, I hope that wasn't the case. Mm. But talking about mushrooms, did you hear that there's been another mushroom poisoning potentially?
Huh.
So this time it was at a wellness center near Ballarat, still in Victoria. You guys just like poisoning people with mushrooms, apparently.
God damn it, I just bought myself button mushrooms with some. You should have gone.
But yeah, apparently they would like serving some kind of like mushroom tea or something.
Ew.
And one person has like died there and two were rushed to hospital. So I don't know what's happening in Victoria with the mushrooms.
God damn it, now I'm going to die.
You're not going to fucking die.
Dying young.
No, I just read that today and I thought I'd mention it because...
And Bourguignon and Voyage out of this.
Oh my god. Oh, that was good.
Put the poison mushrooms in the beef bourguignon, call that beef bon voyage.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, I just thought, you know, I have no updates on the other mushroom poisoning, but just read that today. Thought it was interesting. But I also have an update on my other stories. I think I did last time about Molly the Magpie. Is that last time?
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Anyway, he's been reunited with his owners or her owners. I actually don't know the gender of the bird.
I did a story about a magpie and then like a day later I saved a seagull.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that too. But yeah, Molly has been reunited with their owner.
Waka waka.
Because it was determined that they couldn't be rehabilitated. Shocking.
Yeah, I'm worried about my little seagull if it doesn't get my friend. That would also mean another.
Oh, do they need to have friends?
I don't know. I'm just worried that if it doesn't have another seagull around, how's it going to learn to seagull?
True. Well, yeah, what is going to happen to Gulford? I'm sure Gulf will be fine.
Yeah.
Is it? Are they just like still at the vet?
They're at a foster care.
Oh, can you imagine just having like a baby seagull in your house?
Yep.
Oh, so cute.
So yeah, because I went through Victoria doesn't have wires. They've got like wildlife services or something.
Oh, okay.
And then they are the ones who arranged the vet for me, and then they forgot to tell the foster person what vet it was at, but they had my details, so that's how I'm in contact with the person, is Gulford.
Well, I mean, I guess that's kind of cool for you now because you get updates about how Gulford's doing.
Yeah, apparently she has really stinky shits.
Amazing information.
I will say the few hours she was in my care / in a box outside while I cleaned chairs waiting to see if the birds would come back, she did poop a lot.
Oh, maybe that's just a thing they do.
I assume. I don't know. Or she was shitting herself in fear. She did not like the... I had to pick her up twice. She was not too fond of it.
Oh, the poor little thing. Well, I mean, to be fair, they're really little and you're like very big in comparison. So I probably would be quite
terrifying.
Yeah, I
did have to chase her for a while before I could corner her and catch her.
Oh, no.
Little feet going...
Oh, Gulford. Okay, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
You might have already seen this one. What's the worst kind of commuter you might run into on a train? Or the most unexpected commuter you'd expect to see on a train?
Oh, I was about to say Eshays, but that's not unexpected. Also, this is a really, really big aside already, but when did lads transition into Eshays?
I don't know.
When did that happen?
When I was in high school. It's been a while.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a while, but I don't know when or how it happened.
In the mid-2000s.
But it just did. Anyway, sorry. What is the most unexpected?
A horse.
Community. A train.
Yeah. Warwick Farm Station, west of Sydney, just before midnight on Friday, April 11th? April 12th? Last Friday, or Friday a fortnight ago by the time this comes out.
Yeah.
People waiting on the platform were suddenly accosted by a horse trotting up and down the platform, prompting other human commuters to jump out of its path.
Like, without an owner? It was just, on the platform?
Just a horse on the platform. Is it a blanket?
So someone owned it. Interesting. Didn't realize, okay, no, I hadn't heard about the story.
Didn't realize I needed to say this, but horses aren't allowed on trains. Sorry, folks, tweeted Chris Minns, Premier of Australia's New South Wales state. Sorry, I'm reading a foreign article. From the Washington Post, this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I've not seen anything about this.
Yeah, I first saw it on TikTok. I was like, what the fuck? Not much about the horse. Not much is known about the horse. What's clear is that it was preparing to stir up trouble. But yeah, essentially it escaped from like a nearby, I can't remember if it was like a police or just a stable, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And got onto Warwick Farm platform.
I have questions.
Yes.
Why would the horse decide to go there?
Wants to get out of Warwick Farm? I don't know. What's out there?
I mean, I get it, but... Sorry.
I don't even know if I've been to Warwick Farm. Is that by Carrapa?
I mean, I've definitely been through that train station. Like, it's down near Liverpool, yeah?
It's right next to Carrapa, yeah.
Yeah, I guess down south, like that way. I've definitely been past her on the train. I've never been there. Been past the platform it would have been on. But I just don't understand, like, is it one of those train stations that has, like, stairs up and stuff? Like, why did it go, like, yeah,
I'm
going to go on the platform?
So, no, because I don't know how it got to the platform. It must have, like, come up the train line, but how did it get on the train line?
But yeah, even if it came up the train line, how did it get up onto the platform? Like, they're quite high.
Yep. But apparently a train did pull into the station while it was there, and it stared at the train for a few seconds before deciding not to.
Think about getting on?
Before deciding not to get on it.
I mean, what would have happened if it decided to get on it? Like, who's going to stop it?
As Transport New South Wales put it, the horse had planned its journey, but the colt got cold feet and decided to hoof it.
Oh my god.
Trains in the vicinity were warned to run at reduced speeds.
Oh, I mean, that's nice. I'm actually surprised that that was even a thing.
Here it is. It had escaped from the stables of the Annabel Nessam Racing, close to Warwick Farm Station.
Oh, so it's like a race course.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because it is a race course there, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not clear how it escaped. The trainer and the owner of the race course are saying that an unknown person released three racehorses and a stable pony from one of her stables on Friday night.
Do you think this was like some drunk people being like, be free?
Or like they just fucking forgot to close the fence and the horse wandered out?
Okay, well, I like my story better. Imagine being on that train.
Imagine being on the platform and you turn to your left and all of a sudden there's a fucking horse.
Like, I mean, what? Like, horses are really big as well. Like, that's kind of terrifying.
Let's confirm the horse returned home safe and sound, by the way.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad
imagine
it's okay.
Imagine like you're on your phone, you look up the track, train coming 5 minutes, you turn back. You look up again, there's just a fucking horse. And you're going like, maybe I'll just get on that. Maybe that'll be quicker.
I mean, Sydney public transport, probably.
I swear to God, I saw a ghost last night on my way home at my tram stop.
I'm sorry.
I like what? Get to my tram stop and there's a guy just like sitting there, not really moving. And I'm like, all right. And I'm like the only other person on the platform. And I'm not like in a random, this is like the tram station next to Crown Plaza Hotel opposite Crown Casino. Like, it's a busy platform. Like, there's people around. I mean, it was like 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
This so leads into my first story, by the way. But anyway, keep going.
And I look at him, I'm like, oh, just a guy. He's in, like, shorts with, like, you know, those leggings runners wear underneath.
Oh, yeah.
A hat and a hoodie pulled up. And as I get close to him, he kind of starts looking, I look away kind of thing. I walked further down the platform, look at my phone for, like, a second, and then I turn around, and he's gone. And it's not like, I looked, spooky. I was like, where the fuck is he? Because, like, he's gone. I looked both sides of the platform. I was like, what the fuck is he gone? Like, I could not see him on the street. There were other people around. There was just, he was just gone. And I can't figure out how he could have gotten away because, like, I had good sight lines in every direction. And I was not staring at my phone for that long.
I mean, you've seen ghosts before, right? Mm,
possibly.
Oh, I don't like that.
What do you mean you don't like that?
I don't like that.
That's possible?
I don't like ghosts. I don't like ghost stuff to begin with. Well, I mean, I do and I don't.
Yeah.
I have a very complicated relationship.
Mm.
I think it's because I do believe that it's so scary to me.
It's fair.
Like, I feel like if that were me, I would have been, like, having a panic attack on the tram station.
Yeah, well, I was just looking around, like, trying to spot him, like, oh,
well,
that thing I sent you.
Was there any other details about your horse
story? Not really. I'm just trying to send you a picture of it, but
ooh, I want to see a picture. Bastard. Because it's so funny that you're talking about that tram stop because my first story is about the Crown Casino.
Dun, dun. Yeah, my...
So maybe it was a ghost trying to tell you.
Look out for me on this week's episode of the pod. There you go. There's the horse standing there at the platform.
Oh my god! It's so much funnier than I was
I just love that he's like... It's almost like he's wearing a suit on the way to work because he's in his, like, that blanket they put on them.
I mean, he does look like he's just waiting very patiently for his train.
Fucking commute.
But also, that horse looks fucking massive.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost as tall as the train.
There's footage of him running up and down this platform as well. If you go to the article, you can see it.
Oh, my God. I'll also link the article in the description of the episode because you need to see this photo.
It's like, it does look like pretty fake. Like, someone just photoshopped it.
I mean, it does, but I think the reason it looks that way is because the train is clearly moving, but he is not.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost so funny. Like a really good AI, a horse waiting for a train.
Yeah. That's an amazing photo. I love it. Okay. My first story.
Yes.
I decided to do something a bit different this week, and I'm going to cover an urban legend.
Oh, yeah? As opposed to all those other urban legends you have never covered before.
What do you mean?
Big cats?
I've only covered facts on this show before, okay? There are definitely big cats and you cannot convince me otherwise. That's not an urban legend. That's just true.
Did you do Yowie or Bunyip or did I?
Okay, those that one I'll give you. I mean, I feel like that's not an urban legend because that kind of like...
No, that's...
It's too old, you know?
Before urbanization. Rural legend.
This one... This one is definitely an urban legend. It's about the Crown Casino.
This is about...
Have you ever heard any, like, tales about the Crown Casino before? Like, do you know what I'm about to say? Because I feel like a lot of people in Melbourne will know what I'm talking about.
Is there something about, like, shoots for dead bodies or something?
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah. It's exactly that. So, yeah, apparently there's a theory that there's a morgue in the basement of Crown Casino due to the sheer amount of people who die there.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, like, I feel like this is pretty believable as far as urban legends go.
I feel like I was having this conversation with someone recently because I work in the area.
Well, yeah, like, this is a thing that, you know, Melburnians talk about all the time. It's a thing. Like, I don't know why it's a thing, but it is a thing.
Maybe the morgue at the basement goes to that hidden platform in the old Flinders Station that's no longer available.
Who knows? I mean, they're pretty close by. Could be.
Should I get a job at Crown Casino and infiltrate it?
Like, suss it out. Yeah, find out from the inside. So from everything I've read about this theory, it's because they say that there's a massive amount of suicides on the premises. I also found an article that kind of supported the idea. So it's not like,
oh, fuck, I've just left all my money.
Well, so there was this article that I found, and I'm going to link it in the episode description as well, because it was a really fascinating read. So it was basically a story from this guy, Peter's perspective, who went to the Crown Casino with the intent to gamble every single cent he had, take as many drugs as possible, and then commit suicide.
Neat.
That was his plan. Peter did have a gambling addiction, but he had tried to seek treatment for it. He even went as far as moving to Perth because apparently pokies are not as popular over there, and then added himself to like the self-exclusion list in Western Australia. However, he got made redundant after that and kind of spiraled out of control. So he just decided to go get a loan from the bank for $90K and got multiple credit cards, and then just got on a flight to Melbourne and started spending as much money as he possibly could every day. I think one of like the most alarming things about the story was like, no one did anything. He spent like $120K in 3 weeks. How is that like not noticed by anyone?
I bet you I could spend more than 3 weeks.
I mean, you probably could. but he did say that he was approached by employees at the casino. Mm. But all they did was offer him a pass to one of the VIP rooms until they found out that he was on a self-exclusion list, even though it was interstate. So then they couldn't really offer it to him after that.
But they didn't stop him.
No, they didn't stop him from gambling. And he was putting through like large amounts of money. Like this wasn't like, you know, hundreds of dollars a day or anything. We're talking thousands. What? They even ended up offering him a room because he was spending so much money there.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I know, but I'm like, if he's just a regular dude, shouldn't there be some kind of duty of care?
Well, I feel like for most of the people who walk in there to the casino, they are just regular people. Are they going to know the name of every high roller who comes through there?
I mean, I actually think that they probably would know.
I know some of them.
But anyway, so he was also quite easily able to buy drugs at the casino, which is of no surprise to me. But, you know, probably shouldn't be a thing. By his third week, he was even doing lines on top of pokies and no one said shit to him. Like, there are cameras fucking everywhere in that casino. You cannot tell me that no one knew. He was just doing drugs.
That sounds like he wrote a book about his time there and recoup all the losses.
For real. But yeah, no one stopped him. So eventually he ran out of money and decided he was going to take all 40 of the ecstasy pills he had. He initially went to sit down by the river, but he was struggling a lot, weirdly, after taking 40. He was having like really bad hallucinations and he was feeling so cold, like that he was freezing. So he came back in the casino and hid in one of the toilet cubicles, which I'm going to come back to. He eventually went down to the car park and laid down for a few hours on a carpeted area near some lockers. And all that happened was a security guard came by and said, "You can't stay here. You got to move on." I have a feeling after taking 40 pills, he probably would have been in a pretty bad way. And all the security guard did was be like, "You got to move on, bro." Baffling. So eventually he did collapse in a more public place and they did have to call an ambulance.
You just know that means like that shit happens all the time, though.
But I know, but like you cannot tell me that he would have looked good after taking 40 pills. I don't know. Feels wrong to me, but anyway. So this story alone, I think, gives some pretty good weight to the rumor. Because apparently this is about the toilet cubicles.
If you press a secret combination of the toilet buttons, the toilet disappears and you fall into the vat, fall down the secret slide to the morgue.
Well, I mean, considering that this is a treatment that people who are clearly struggling in the casino get, is it really so hard to believe that people commit suicide there often?
No.
So according to the theory, there are multiple secret pathways to this basement morgue, including in the bathrooms. So apparently there are some bathroom stalls that are so popular for people dying in them that they can transport them directly from the bathroom so that other guests will never know what's going on. Like there's even a rumor that those literally like kind of like apparently there are rumors that there are ones that rotate so they can rotate them in to the morgue quicker.
All right, I'm gonna go on my way to work on the next day. I go to work. I'm gonna go in like 6 hours early and just start exploring the Crown Casino toilets.
Okay, so you're gonna have to report back next episode and let us know, because yeah, apparently like there's another rumor that in some bathrooms there's like one cubicle that's always locked because that's part of the secret passageway.
That's easy.
There are so many theories about this.
All these poor guys in their shit, and they're like, "Hey, hey, you got the secret Morgan there? Hey."
Oh my god. So I mean, I guess like, you know, is it true? Do you think there's any weight to these rumors?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I think so.
You reckon there is a morgue?
Yeah, I reckon.
Well, of course. I turned to the only place I knew to turn to get facts.
Julian
on
O'Shea.
An urban legend. We should have asked him. I didn't do that. I went to Reddit instead.
He knows everything about Melbourne.
He does. Actually, maybe we should like send a message being like, can you cover this? but yeah, there are so many like posts in the Melbourne like subreddit about this. It's crazy. This is how much space this rumor or urban legend or whatever is taking up in Melbourne people's mind. So someone did a post saying, does anyone know anything about or believe in the Crown Casino mystery? And he said, I'm talking about the secret Morgan shoots to discard dead bodies. And someone replied saying, I work there. To kill the mystery, been down every alleyway out the back. There's no such thing as a morgue. Never heard of a suicide in the building, but probably has happened. And then the original poster replied saying, that's exactly what someone who works at Crown would say to others trying to cover up the secret. And I agree. I agree. One other thing, though, I did find about this. I found a super interesting article, which I'm also going to link. It was an interview with Crown Casino's priest. Did you know that they employ a priest?
No.
There is an on-site priest. He's not there like in like a chapel or something like that. He's just walking around.
Doing what?
Offering counselling services.
Oh, yeah.
And this was a direct quote from the one that they interviewed. This article was a few years old, so I don't know if this particular person is still working at Crown Casino, but he said a lot of people come to the casino because they're lonely or depressed.
Yeah, makes sense.
Shocking. So yeah, literally his job is to walk around and help people out if he can see someone having a hard time.
How much he gets paid to do that?
I was just like, I was so like shocked that they employ a priest. So in the article, he was questioned about the Crown Casino morgue. I find that so funny. It was a Vice article. I find that so funny.
I mean, before you said the council, my first guess was going to be like, he's there like perform weddings, ceremonies of people decide to get married.
No, that's not what he does like at all. Like it's so strange. So he was questioned about the Crown Casino morgue in the article, asking if it exists. And this is what he had to say about it. He said, yeah, I've heard that story, but it doesn't exist. People think there are suicides here every day of the week and they end up in a basement morgue, but it's just not true. There have been people who die here, but that's just like every other workplace. I say, is he just another person who works at Crown Casino who's trying to cover this up?
A man of the cloth wouldn't lie to the public.
Oh, that's never happened. but yeah, that's pretty much the whole story. I couldn't find anything except for people being like, oh, it's not true. But I don't know. Where do these repeated rumors come from?
I don't know.
Like, how does this even start if there's not some truth to it?
Well, this is Australia. People like to start a fake lie and then everyone just joins in on the story. Telling the entire world we have drop bears.
Well, look, you know, I'm going to come down heavy on believing that there's a morgue in Crown Casino. Not because I have any basis to believe that, but because I want to perpetuate the story. It is the Australian way. Yeah, I don't know. I did like look at some other urban legends. I was trying to get like a few together for Melbourne, and there's some crazy ones out there. I didn't include them because I thought I had enough with the Crown Casino one, but there's like one about pineapple smoothies. Have you heard this?
No.
So apparently there's like some restaurant, like a Moroccan restaurant. I think it was like Fitzroy or something. And apparently if you go in there and you order a pineapple smoothie, it means that you're looking to hook up.
Oh yeah. It's kind of like how upside down pineapple's a sign of swingers.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I don't know, it just sort of seemed like really far-fetched. I'm like, where does this come from? And apparently there's like different iterations of it with different restaurants in different areas. And I'm like, how does this happen? And it's like, you know, if you ask for it with ice or no ice, it means different things and like all this other stuff. And I'm like, how? Where did this come from? How did this start? I mean, it's the same with this. Like, how did this start? How did someone start believing that there was a morgue in the basement of Crown Casino? Yeah, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, this is why I just believe it. I blindly believe it. Of course it's true. But see, even you knew about the chutes from the bathroom to get rid of dead people.
It's because I've been using them. I work down on South Bank. You don't think we're all in those underground tunnels? Like little, like the little hospo worker rat men we are?
Oh my god.
You have no idea how big the back of house is at my new venue. It's insane. Surprise, I don't have a corpse chute.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'll mention that at the next meeting to my... Hey, yeah, boss, you got a corpse chute?
That's a suggestion. Connect it to the crime casino morgue, please.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I would happily pay $20 a liter. That's how good that Tangelo juice is.
What?
Jade is a go-getter, happy to be her supplier in coming seasons. Very reliable. I never drank citrus juice due to pasteurized methods used. Jade's juices has me hooked.
Is it sounding mildly dirty?
The best initiative we've been offered since water. Staff love it. Thanks, Jade. We got 3 liter initially, but it went in 2 days. So out with the caffeine, in with the nutrients. Staff are addicted to... Addicted, add Tangelo juice is bomb.
Okay.
We've wiped electrolytes to get Jade's juice instead. Water is abundant on our site, so nutrients are now added through her products alongside water. Bloody yum. Good work, Jade.
I'm so scared of what you're talking about now.
Why is it juice this good at the supermarkets? Cheap ain't always best. These are testimonials for a juice company called Our Fruit Box in New Zealand on the website. But if you go to Our Fruit Box Limited on Google, you'll see they have only a 1-star rating of 6 reviews.
Oh no.
Jade needs to be fired.
Oh!
This quote starkly reveals the company's attitude towards customer welfare. We're going to continue doing what we're doing, whether they like it or not. Until someone does get sick and they can prove it's from our product, I won't stop. Do you save your juice with a side of Novovirus?
What?
Find our dessert to be food safe. Pull your head in. God is my boss, not MPI. Woman vows to keep selling unsafe juice after recall.
What the fuck?
So there's a woman in New Zealand who's got her own juice company, a very small operation.
Jade, I'm assuming.
And she sells them unpasteurized. And the National Authority MPI, which is, what the fuck was their name? Anyway, it's like a food safety group in New Zealand, demanded a recall of her juice and told everyone to fucking pour it out. Because the juices are not pasteurized and they're sold door to door at markets and online, they were recalled on April 4th. She's not registered under the Food Act.
Shocking.
So businesses registered under the Act must have plans in place to identify and address food safety risks during the growing, harvesting, and manufacturing sale process. Basically, her juice is at risk of containing pathogens such as E. coli, Salmonella, or the norovirus, making it unsafe to drink, particularly for children, elderly, and pregnant people, and those who are immunocompromised.
So they're basically knowingly
she's just
selling...
juicing at her house and selling it door-to-door.
Oh my
from
god.
What I can tell. Now, as of now, there'd be no reports of anyone falling ill. The owner told stuff.co.nz, New Zealand's premier news website, Stuff.
I like
it's not a lie either. It is like the biggest news website in the country. It's just called Stuff. said she could, we will continue to produce and sell juice without registering her business under the Food Act. Quote, we're going to continue doing what we're doing, whether they like it to or not, as I already said. Where was the other quote I wanted? Anyway, she said she's not willing to pay fees and register with the Ministry for Primary Industries, which is the group who told everyone to not drink her product. So her reason is that she, like, I was like, oh, it must be expensive, right? It cost anywhere between $101 to $350 to register with MPI, with a yearly renewal fee of up to $77.
Are you kidding me?
A quote from Jade, they're trying to dictate people who are trying to create their craft.
Okay.
So in 2014... Jade was convicted of forgery after she used a fake driver's
license. Oh my god! Jade, calm down!
After she used a fake driver's license, which was custom made for her in Bangkok, she was caught after she lost the fake license and it was handed into Wanaka Police Station. And they were like, this ain't real. So because of that, she says she's not the ideal employee anymore and can't get a job. So, quote, due to my criminal record, I'm not an ideal employee, so I had to create something and it's working. So I respect that she's going out there and trying to have an honest go of it. But, Jane, just cook your fucking juice so there's no E. coli in it. No one's asking you to stop.
I appreciate the hustle, but, like, just follow the guidelines.
Asked about her food safety processes, she said that she freezes the juice before sale to freeze out bad bacteria.
I don't know if that's where that works.
That is not a thing that happens. According to a study by New Zealand Food Services, I'm assuming, NZFS, undertaken due to a number of major outbreaks involving frozen produce in recent years, most bacteria and viral pathogens found in fresh fruit can survive being frozen.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Isn't it more heat that kills them?
So that's what pasteurizing is, essentially, for people that don't know. Pasteurizing is you cook it. It's illegal to sell unpasteurized milk products in Australia. That's why we can't have proper poutine in this country.
I mean, that is sad.
More price to pay for not eating cheese and getting salmonella. She claims that if she was to pasteurize her juice, it would wipe out the good bacteria and that their goal is to improve health.
Okay.
She also would not talk about her sales model as it was her intellectual property. But stuff.
Okay.
.co.nz reports that they believe her tactic is to approach businesses and ask if they would like to purchase her juice for their staff.
Is that so that it's not being sold commercially?
I guess. I don't know. Prevention is better than the cure. With nutrients. So website weeds. Website weeds? Wow. What's wrong with we? Put your business on a diet and go get the best for your team.
Sure.
Some dude called R. Buckle of NZFS said he's extremely concerned and disappointed to hear that she will continue to sell her juice without a registration.
It feels wrong to me that you can just sell things for people to consume without being registered. It reminds me of that, wasn't it? Like, yeah, but like, it reminds me of that. Do you remember that pink sauce thing that happened?
Oh.
Where it was just like some TikTok person made a sauce and apparently it was like really terrible and made people sick.
I mean, this is kind of screaming jilly juice to me when I was reading this story.
Sorry. I erased her from my memory.
Good old waterfalls.
The waterfalls. Okay, if you don't know what we're talking about, you need to look up jilly juice. It is one of the most horrific things I think I've ever had the displeasure of hearing about.
Oh, God.
Where it was basically just, what was it, like cabbage water with a bunch of salt that made you have aggressive diarrhea. Yep. And she claimed that that was like a cure for pretty much everything.
Yeah, shitting out the cancers.
Yeah. I wonder if she's still going. Do you reckon she's still going?
I'm looking up right now. I'm trying to see if she's even alive.
Yeah, I was going to... Well, I mean, she also drank her own jilly juice, so...
I love her Wikipedia. First four words. First five words. Jilly juice is a quack pseudo-medicine.
Oh, dear. Oh,
God. Looks like she's alive.
Okay, so in 2017, she launched a private website and hosted private forums, so it sounds like you have to pay.
You always had to pay to shit yourself.
Well, no, you had to pay to get the recipe, I think, but you could be part of those like Facebook groups for free. And she's probably got private sites because...
It did wonders for Trump. His stock is at an all-time low.
Didn't she get sued?
Yeah, I think she... Look, she went on Dr. Phil.
She did go on Dr. Phil. It's a great interview, if you want to... Oh, sorry, it was fermented cabbage juice. Ugh, disgusting.
Well, she is Korean. They do like to ferment cabbages. Usually they make good stuff with it, though, like kimchi.
Yeah, okay, so sorry. Just this quick Google search has refreshed my memory that there was that guy who died from a stroke... Well, on the protocol, as she would call it.
Protocol. You must shit.
Because it's full of fucking salt. Shit, you.
Oh, God, I touched my phone and now it's updating my 20-minute timer for my food. Ah.
Oh, actually, I do like that they call her a poop cult. That's right, because they used to post photos of their diarrhea.
Oh, my God. This is just like...
I'd forgotten all this. I had to raise this from my memory.
This is just like Cult of the Lamb, but not adorable.
With poop.
But no, in the Cult of the Lamb, you can feed your followers poop. You're not playing Cult of the Lamb.
No, I haven't played it yet.
It's like...
It's good?
It's kind of like Diablo meets Animal Crossing.
Nice. You know what? Actually, talking about poop... Like,
into eating poop and cannibals if you wanted to. I mean, poop cannibals.
Talking about poop actually leads into my next story.
I composted all my villagers into mulch, into manure to feed the plants.
Okay, that's rude.
It's efficient.
Recycle. Yeah, no, my last story is a poop story.
Hell so yeah.
That was perfect. I've just ruined it by telling you that it was poop. A couple of months ago, residents of Bullsbrook.
I don't know why I'm thinking of this, but you know, like the calls are coming from inside the house.
Oh, no.
From the movie. Like, there's a movie where it's like, that's the, like at the end, he's like, the calls are coming from inside the house.
Yeah.
Poops are coming from inside the butt.
I mean, that is traditionally where they come from.
What is that movie?
A couple of months ago, residents of Bullsbrook, which is apparently 35 kilometres northeast of Perth, have been warned to empty their water tanks and not eat anything from their gardens.
Oh my God, jilly juice has been there.
But how do you think it got over an entire suburb, sir?
Dumped out of a plane.
Stuff. Yes, that's exactly what happened. So, Bullsbrook resident Natalie...
I've been doing this show for so long, it's just like... Yeah, I can just predict the stories now. Fuck AI, I'm right here.
So this was the quote that made me decide to cover this because it's funny. Bullsbrook resident Natalie said that her family were hosing down their roof when they started to feel liquid falling from the sky. Natalie said, when they flew over us leaking water, at the time it felt lovely as it was so hot. Disgusting.
Marge! Marge, the rains are here!
No! No, not the poop rains!
Chocolate rain. I thought it was nice. Now I feel insane. Chocolate rain.
What she didn't know was that they were leaking sewage water
Hell
on them.
Yeah.
Amazing.
This is just like that band that one time that dropped shit. I'll find it while you carry on. No,
okay. So they were helicopters, you know, the ones that fight bushfires. Yep. And they had picked up water from a nearby pond that contained wastewater. No. But they, for some reason, weren't marked as a no-go zone from the Department of Fire and Emergency Services.
Well, look, so just because there's
poop, that's being reviewed
just
now.
There's shit on it doesn't mean it's not going to put out a fire, right?
I mean, that is true, and that was something that Natalie, who was interviewed for this, did say, was that she didn't really care because they had saved, like, some
well,
local
yeah,
buildings
like,
from burning
down. Well,
yeah,
if you're in a fire zone and it comes down to, like, everything around you burning down and maybe some shit water falling on you, I'm gonna be honest,
yeah,
I'll take the shit water.
You can take the shit water.
Hey, I've had poop rain down on me when I was at the zoo. Fucking tar mountain. yeah, it was the Dave Matthews Band, and their tour bus, as they were going over some bridge in Chicago, that's, like, just, it's not, like, paved, it's just like wire cage. So like the you could see through to the river. The guy driving the Dave Matthews Band bus was like, I'm just gonna dump our sewage tank, and at the same moment a tour group was going underneath.
Oh no.
August 8th, 2004.
Oh no.
A tour bus belonging to the Dave Matthews Band dumped an estimated 800 pounds or 360 kilograms of human waste.
Oh, okay, I was not envisioning that much shit. Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
The Kinzie Street Bridge in Chicago.
Holy fucking shit. Okay. Okay, you know what? I was about to talk about potential contamination, but I don't think it's anywhere near as bad as that example. So,
oh, God.
But, you know, there was potential contamination from the sewage water. So the local high school had to shut for 2 days while it was
Hell
cleaned.
Yeah.
And while they did say that the risk for contamination was pretty low, there was still potential that some drift spray.
Oh, yeah. Drift spray.
yeah, look, honestly, that's really it. I just wanted to do a poop.
Here's a real question for you. When you flush your toilet, do you leave the seat up or are you putting it down?
No, I'm putting it down,
okay.
Jesus Christ.
Just making sure.
The poop particles go everywhere.
Yeah, I hope you're all flushing with your seats down out there. Cause,
yes.
Oof, otherwise, you got them. You got that. What was that phrase you said? The driftage phrase?
Yeah, the drift
you
spray.
You got that drift spray on your toilet brush. On your toothbrush. Which may as well be the toilet brush.
Disgusting. That's so gross. No, you definitely need to shut the lid. Gross. It alarms me that there might be people out there not doing it.
Oh, a lot of people don't do it.
I'm sorry. What?
I unfortunately didn't do it for a long time. It's only something I started doing like the last, I don't know, 8 years. Never occurred to me. And as soon as I read that, I'm like, that makes so much fucking sense.
It does. No, unfortunately, I grew up with a... Well, I say unfortunately, but maybe it was fortunately in this case. I grew up with a grandmother who was very worried about cleanliness.
She's also worried that her stove will explode at any second.
She does worry about that on a daily
but
basis.
But in her defense, one did blow up on her once, so, you know, fair enough.
It was a gas heater, but yeah.
What is a stove if not a gas heater?
I mean, she still doesn't have eyebrows, so...
What is a stove if not a gas heater?
I mean, true. My grandmother did have a gas heater blow up in her face. She still doesn't have eyebrows. She has to draw them on every day. But yeah, so she moved into a house though with a gas stove. She's terrified of it. I don't know what she was thinking. Get it changed for an electric one, but
passionately wrote, Chicago's little lady was hosting the 1 p.m. Chicago Architecture Foundation tour of the Chicago River while passing under the bridge. The boat received the full contents of the tank on the seats of its open roof terrace. Roughly 2/3 of the 120 passengers on board the tour boat were soaked.
Oh, no.
The boat immediately returned to its dock, where all passengers were issued refunds. 5 passengers went to Northwest Memorial
That's
Hospital
not even their
for testing.
Fault.
According to the Illinois Attorney General, passengers aboard included persons with disabilities, the elderly, a pregnant woman, a small child, and an infant. The filling describes the incident, quote, "The liquid waste was brownish-yellow in color, had a foul odor, offensive odor. The liquid human waste went into the passengers' eyes, mouths, hair, and under clothing and personal belongings, many of which were soaked. Some of the passengers suffered nausea and vomiting as a result of the exposure to humid waste. The boat's deck was swamped by its crew, and service was resumed for its scheduled 3 p.m. tour.
I don't think I would sign up for that 3 p.m. tour. I'd be too scared. Imagine having a tour and just getting actually shat on. With human waste. By the
day, Matthew's bad.
I think that's the most insulting part, to be
honest. What even do they sing?
I have no idea.
I've heard of them.
I couldn't tell you a single song. I mean, I've definitely heard of them before. I just have no idea. Well, I mean, I do regularly get requests for poop stories, so I hope you're all happy.
One international.
Yeah, you did.
even looking at their songs, I don't know what fucking any of these are. Crash Into Me,
Crash Into Me? I don't know that song. I think
that must be their most popular.
Interesting.
You've got your ball, you've got your chain, tie me up again. What the fuck? And then I shit on you.
that's the rewrite. That's what it should have been. Okay, well, now that we're all pooped out, I guess...
pooped out and ready to go.
That's the episode.
I've got 10 minutes and 30 seconds left before I need to make a slurry, and I'm not talking about shit. I'm going to be thickening up my stew.
I mean, I hope not.
Then I got to make some mash.
Nice. I can't believe that you're going to be having dinner at 9:30.
Yeah, it's always the problem whenever I do slow cookers, because I'm such a late riser, that it's all right, I get up. By the time I get back from the shops, it's lunchtime. Have my lunch. By the time I'm done doing all the prep and put it in the slow cooker, it's another hour, hour and a half. And then it's all right, now to sit back and do nothing for 6 hours. I could cook it on high and do it 3 to 4, but it's just not the same, man.
I
should have gone
for
8, but I was I don't want to eat at 10 o'clock at night.
I mean, that's also fair. Well, I think I'm going to go to the gym.
Wow, the guy. Which gym are you going to?
Going to do it.
Brock? Misty?
I'm not going to dox myself. Oh my God.
Giovanni?
That took far too long.
If you were to be Pokemon gym leader trainer man, what type would you go for? Fire type?
Yeah.
I would probably be dark or ground.
Okay.
I do like both those types. Hell, I'd buck the trend and be both, but I don't think there's that many dark ground types. There is Tyranitar, though.
Are you looking up how many there are?
There's only one. God damn it. But he's a crocodile.
Maybe not. Ooh.
But yeah, I like dark and ground.
Okay, well, I guess we better wrap up so you can attend to your dinner and I can...
I got spuds to chop.
Get to the gym. Sounds good. Now I'm hungry again, though. Thinking about potatoes.
Thinking about potatoes.
Like
that meme that's researching.
Potatoes are fucking good.
What's on your mind? It's showing the person just sit there with a dumb stare and in your head it's just potatoes.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably thinking about potatoes too much, to be honest.
My current menu, we're getting it fixed. So the company I work for just took it over. We have 3 different kinds of potato on the menu. We do beer battered fries, we do wedges, and we do shoestring fries.
Yes.
Too many chips.
You need to no. You know what you need? You need you need to have a medley on the
either
menu.
Either we
as
need
well.
To
we
cut it
have
back
all
to
three.
One chip, a sensible place, or we just, go and go to get curly fries. We also do
hell yes. Waffle fries.
Waffle stomp your poop down the drain.
Okay, that's disgusting. You just ruined potatoes for me. Thank you.
Tune in next week for.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to the gym and think about potatoes.
Out. As always, you can find us on social media. Oh, please give us money or coffee so we can quit our jobs and become full time, wherever the fuck this is. If you'd like to pay us to talk about shit week after week.
I mean, I'll do it.
I mean, there is that story about all those nobles who, it's in ancient times, or medieval times, and the floor broke because they're all so fat and, they fell into the septic tank and they all drowned.
What a way to go.
They were. Rich lord people, so they probably deserved it.
Oh, that makes it okay then.
It's funny when the rich die. Jesus.
Yeah. Let's just isolate that quote.
Put that on Hey, that would sell on a shirt.
Oh, absolutely fucking
would. Then it would make me rich.
And then what happens?
It'd be funny.
Okay, well, until next episode, I guess.
Lids closed on your toilet.
Yes.
Ta-ta and farewell.
Goodbye.
I'm going to go beef Bon Voyage myself.
Oh my God, don't say that. What a way to end the episode.
Beef Bon Voyage.